offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center. The power of order. And so we began in January, once each month, to look at one of the 12 powers. We started with faith in January and then love in February. The power of order was supposed to be September. That was disorder in September. We're reminded that these 12 powers are simply 12 expressions of the one presence and the one power, God the good, omnipotent, that Christ consciousness within us. The 12 powers were identified and connected with a specific disciple by Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, as a tool to help us remember, as a tool to help us delve deeper into each one of the powers, for they're all at work all the time within us. The 12 powers are love, imagination, power, judgment or wisdom, understanding, zeal, elimination or release, faith, life, order, will, strength. So today we look at order. And we look at the ways in our lives that we can look at this power of order and enhance its activity, strengthen its activity in our life. Well, I can tell you the power of order has an interesting story with me. When I was studying to be a licensed Unity teacher, it was one of the 12 powers that I avoided. I resisted. And so I was asked to guest speak a while back at a church, and I was speaking to the board about what they wanted me to talk about. And they said, well, we're doing this series on the 12 powers. And I'm like, yes, I love the 12 powers. And in my mind, I'm thinking, unless it's the power of, about the same time the board member says, and it's the power of order that we want you to speak about. We always teach what we need to learn. And it gave me this opportunity to find out what was going on within me about order. And I found it was actually threefold. It was the way we use or misuse the power of order when we say divine order, when we say divine plan, in that thinking that there's a blueprint from the moment we take our first breath as to how our life's going to unfold with a predetermined date expiration at the end. Within Unity, we don't believe that. We don't adhere to that. We believe that God's will for us is our greatest and highest good. Most of the time, we don't know what that is. But we trust that that is God's will for us. So that was the first part. And the second was the way I had used divine order as an excuse, as a get-out-of-jail-free card, or as letting someone off the hook. I'd be in a meeting, the meeting started at 10, someone would come in at 10:20 with their cup of latte and talk about how, you know, they left the house a little bit late, and you know, but they're here now and it's all in divine order. Now I can tell you, I've never heard that excuse here, not from anyone. Or I was supposed to do something and I didn't, I forgot, but someone else picked up the slack. See, it was all in divine order. Because remember, I'm a follower of the rules. I'm a one on the Enneagram, a recovering one. And that means I like order. I follow the way things are meant to be or appear to be meant to be. And I think that's not divine order. You left the house late, you forgot that you needed gas, and while you were there, you decided you'd stroll inside and get a cup of coffee, and that's called consequences. We know about that as parents. There are natural and real consequences to our actions, and we teach our children that. I got to witness that the other night at the multi-generational family night when we had the puppet show. Bodhi had a puppet that Sailor wanted, and he asked if he could hold it. And he held it, and he held it, and he held it for the rest of the evening. And there was no getting that puppet out of Sailor's hands. But I heard very quietly his parents whisper him and say, I realize you really like this puppet, but know that the next time you ask your brother if you can see something, he's probably not going to give it to you. Now, those are the consequences. And so I got to brush all of that aside. And then the third way was as an associate, prayer associate at Silent Unity, and Aaron can probably identify with this, most of the calls we get are not from Unity folks. Most of the calls we get are from other faiths. And so I'd answer the phone, you know, Silent Unity, how may I pray with you? And it would be, I want divine order. And then they would use words like favor. I want to be granted favor, and I want divine intervention. What they wanted was an interruption to the natural flow of whatever was going on. My daughter's getting kicked out of high school. My nephew's being sent to jail. Yes, you fight at school, and you're going to get kicked out. You break the law, you're going to go to jail. They wanted something to interrupt the natural flow and call it divine order. So that was where my resistance came from. So we just washed that all clean so that we can delve into a greater understanding and appreciation for the power of order in our lives. Now that we know what it isn't, let's talk about what it is. Order is the formative faculty that uses the potential forces of all the 12 powers. It's that power that sequences, that places things in order, that balances and adjusts. The disciple that Charles Fillmore assigned to this was James, son of Alphaeus, the color of olive green. It's the natural order, the perfect unfoldment of a situation. It's actually the creative process, mind, idea, expression. That's order, mind, idea, expression. And what we as humans tend to forget about this is that it takes time. And it takes trust on our part to believe that whatever we are seeking, whatever order we are seeking in our lives, will come forth. Maybe not at the moment we'd like to see it, but that if we create the space, the order will appear. It reminds me of a story of an elderly gentleman who lived many trials and tribulations in his life. And he loved to tell people that he slept like a baby at night because he took all of his worries, all of his concerns, he would list them, and then he would turn them over to God. And he said, you know, he's going to be up anyway. So although that's not exactly the concept we hold of God, The point is very clear, that we have also the powers to release, to let go of, to not cling to ideas or how we want to see things unfold, or even the question, hang on to the worry, that we can release that, we can turn that over. When we studied the three faces of God, the infinite, the intimate, and the innermost, we can freely turn that over to the infinite universe. That's something that I will do at times when I'm just overwhelmed with not knowing the answers. Just take this from me, and I know you will return it in a way that I can understand. And I commit to opening my eyes to that understanding. I commit to being aware, alert, to seeing the ways that it's being shown to me. We turn to Scripture this morning, we turn to the Gospel of Mark. We haven't looked at Mark lately. Chapter 4, verse 28. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. First, the stalk. Let's look at this metaphysically. First, the stalk. Where is our stalk rooted? What are the roots that are feeding the very stalk of who we are? Are we in fertile ground? Are we in sand? Are our roots roots of confidence and abundance or lack? Are our roots in love and beauty? Or are we allowing our roots to be deepened in the news? Oh my God, oh my God. Have you read the news? Have you seen what's happening? Our roots in unworthiness, or our roots in the confidence of who we know as we are. What is feeding the very stalk? For that determines what's going to blossom in that full head of the grain. It all begins with the roots of who we are. Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, states that each one of us has within us the pattern of perfection. The perfect pattern of perfection. And we do, each one of us. And the only thing that is preventing that pattern of perfection from revealing in the world is us. And the struggles and the growth and the commitment of moving through this life, this human physical life, we hold it back with our fears, with our feelings of unworthiness and not enoughness and oh my godness. We're the only thing that holds it back. I love a quote by Dr. Malcolm in Jurassic Park, the first one, when they're explaining to Jeff Goldblum how the dinosaurs are to be controlled because they're all of one sex, so they can't reproduce. And he says, "You don't understand. Life finds a way. Life finds a way. When there's a disruption to the order, life finds a way for that balance. When there's a disruption to our life, our world, we find a way within us. The life finds a way within us to seek that balance. And sometimes we need the disruption in our lives. We become very comfortable, perhaps, in how we're living and moving and having our being. I don't know why this is so, but it seems to be the way of growth, that there needs to be a disruption and then a rebalance. And I used to fight this. I had a minister who would explain that the word grow, G-R-O-W, contains the word ow, right there. And I would say, why? Why can't growth be like dancing through the meadow with a basket, picking flowers and singing a song with, you know, I don't get that part, but it seems to be the way it is in this world. And so we are here to look at order in our lives, to examine those roots, to make sure our stalk is planted in our truth, to change the ideas, the beliefs that are holding us back. We can look at the three faces of God as truly being a method, a way, a tool for us to explore this. For we can say to infinite God, I need help. Show me the order in my life. Show me what's to happen in this situation or that situation or whatever we're dealing with. We can talk to intimate God. We can talk to Jesus. We can talk to the essence of the Christ consciousness. We can call it Buddha, we can call it Mama, call it whatever we want. And then we turn within to the innermost essence of who we are and spend time in meditation to know we will be gently guided always, in all ways and all things. For our greatest desire is to have order unfold majestically in our lives for the fullness of our life. And so it is. God bless you this day. Thank you.